Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is finally Friday. It's January 24th.
Ooh, Friday.
And Jen and I are ready for the weekend.
I get to sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, totally. Because
just turn off your audio on the video there. We always have to tell them that because we forget to.
I know. Right? Even and people when we do, though, it still comes up.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's okay. As
it's
long
totally
as we,
okay.
Yeah. What you're hearing is our guests finding our show on Facebook. You should do the same if you want to see us. We have a band in the studio today. Luckily, only two of them are here. Otherwise, I don't know where we'd put them all.
It'd be a full
house. They've been here before. They're visiting us again. They got some new music, so we're going to check that out. And if you want to check us out, go to Facebook, LA Talk Radio's page, and you'll see us there. A beautiful day in LA. They're expecting a big blast back east, another big storm.
They always say that, and then it ends up barely covering the grass.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's what they do here, too. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
so it's been pretty warm back home, actually. It's been, warm to them. It's been in the 40s.
Oh, okay.
It's freezing
that's
to us.
Warm.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
50 degrees is freezing to an LA person.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, what are you going to do, man?
Yeah.
But but my friends want me to go up north, so we might take a few days off, but I'm not sure yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, you should.
Because I'm not really in the mood because I'm sick, you know? I'm still sick.
Maybe all that fresh air, the exercise would be really good, help push it all out.
Push it all out, okay.
It does.
We need something to push it out.
Yeah.
Like squeezing a pimple or something, right?
Totally.
Letting
it's detoxifying.
It all out.
Yeah. Truly. You laugh. It's true, though. It's so good. It'll help.
Yeah.
My elementary school PE teachers used to say if you were sick, just sweat it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's when you have fever, though. I don't know without fever if you can really sweat it out.
It's all garbage in your body.
Yeah, I suppose it
you
is.
Know.
Yeah. I started watching Murder Mystery on TV last night. Have you heard of it? With that,
no.
Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
No.
It's It actually is pretty funny, you know.
Wait, they're like on like a ship or something, right?
Right, like a yacht.
Totally.
And somebody gets murdered and all that stuff.
I actually watched that when I was home visiting with my mom, and the whole time she was like, if this doesn't pick up in 15 minutes, we're turning it off. And then I was like, all right, let's turn it off. She's like, well, I'm invested now.
Yeah.
So we ended up having to just watch this movie. I was like, okay.
So did you like it?
Was I mean, it was fine.
Yeah, it's okay, right?
It was kind of, there's so many more important things that I could have watched that were still
true,
not important that would have been good.
I know. Listen, one thing I want to get to before we get to our guests is there's a headline here that 34... U.S. service members were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries after the Iranian missile strike. So now I'm starting to think maybe they had some secret weapon there because they didn't make a big deal out of those rockets that they sent, the Iranians, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe there was something secret going on in there, you know?
I wouldn't doubt it. I think whenever there's anything going on, no matter how crazy or how not crazy it seems, there's definitely some secret BS that's going on.
Right.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
34 people with brain injuries, pretty serious.
Yeah, that's pretty significant,
you know?
I'd say.
Wow.
They're saying, I also heard last night, I have a group, the only group chat I really tolerate is the one with like my mom, my sister, and my brother.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my family's always been all about having... like end of the world bags. Like my mom's always had like an end of the world stash in the closet.
Supplies.
My sister has like a full round of ammo. She has like freeze dried food, like packets, vacuum sealed packets of water. She has like definitely guns and things like that. we all have our little bag. And so we were in the group chat and we were talking about the coronavirus because it's getting more serious. They have more people that were infected in the U.S. I think it was in D.C. they found some people. And I'm
they say as of now they only found another one, so there's two. So I don't know what's going on, but maybe
it
is in D.C.
I know.
So does your mom, can your mom use a gun?
Yeah, she knows
she
how.
Can,
when
really?
She was, she lived in Israel for a year and she like backpacked like through the desert and everything. And there really? Definitely, yeah, this was like 45 years ago, maybe, yeah. Before she even met my dad.
Well, I hope she's gone to the range lately, because otherwise, I don't know if you remember how to shoot a gun.
She remembers, yeah. I know my sister's trained, so, and I'm trained. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we're all trained.
Well, I feel safer now.
Totally. I don't know if my brother is, though. I feel like I don't know if I'd trust that.
Oh, well. All right, enough bullshit for this morning. We're going to be joined by our guests right now. We have the band Six Gun Sal, and we're here with Shannon, right?
That's right.
Am I getting the name right?
You got it right.
Okay, he was reborn with a new name.
Shannon Michael.
Shannon Michael, there you go.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have Joey. What's your last name, Joey?
Durant.
Durant, that's right. Yeah, I have the notes here. If I'd only look at them. Joey Durant, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Are you guys living in L.A.? I remember something about Vegas before. Was there anything that has to do with Vegas with you guys?
Yeah, we played Vegas. We were doing a couple shows there.
I see, but you don't live there. You live out here, right?
Yeah, we're all in the area.
Yeah. How many people in the band?
Seven. Like 17 now, I think.
17 oh, my gosh.
People. I'm glad we didn't invite all of them. My God.
No, yeah, that's a big crew to feed.
Overrun.
We got seven. We got
seven. That's still a big band.
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
Amazing.
It's pretty cool. We're going a little old school.
Yeah. So what do you have, like the usual drums, bass, two guitars? What else do you have?
Well, we have the vocals. I have a backup vocal. She's awesome. Her name's Mia.
Right.
Our newest guitar player is Matt Beal, and we call him Cooter.
Uh-huh. And, nice.
but he plays everything. He plays lap steel. He plays slide guitar, piano, harmonica. So he's a big-time utility guy.
Wow, so, that's cool.
And we kind of needed that in the band. So that's,
yeah, it adds like unique sounds and stuff.
It sure
huh?
does, yeah.
So wow. Do you have a lot of drama with this many people in a room?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I imagine.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow.
So, Joey, you're the drummer, if I remember,
yeah.
right? How long have you been playing drums now?
Over 30 years, I think.
30 years, wow. So you do it with your eyes closed, pretty much.
Or with one eye closed.
remember, you're only 35, so...
Yeah, I started when I was 6.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's true, yeah. And you're the vocalist, right?
Yeah, I'm the important one.
Right. He's the front
we
man.
We've spoken like we a true vocalist.
That. That's right.
Are you the one that put the band together?
Well, no, not really. No. Dustin, the rhythm guitar player, is actually the one who came up with this absurd idea that we should become a band. And it worked out. So
very cool. Yeah. You know, I know that sometimes bands are started by the lead vocals. So then they're like the star of the band. But sometimes you have somebody else starting, like in Boston, for example. The group Boston, right, was Tommy Schultz, who is the guitar player, but he had different vocalists and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So the vocalist was not the front man.
Yeah, and Queen started like that too. Queen was the rest of the band, and then their singer left, and then he came in.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But did you guys hear about Aerosmith now, where they're not letting the drummer play?
Yeah,
with him?
I read that. I actually read it yesterday and then today, and it really.
It's pretty shitty, you know. They didn't let him practice with them.
Why? Yeah. What's the reason behind that?
Just drama.
I don't know, but you know what the story is. I guess now I can tell it 30 years later. But I went to rehab for it was a dual diagnosis, right?
Okay.
But they didn't know what to do with me. So
sure.
It was bipolar, and they said, well, the marijuana was an addiction too.
Okay, whatever.
So I went into this rehab where people are like on heroin and shit like that, right?
Right.
And guess who's in my group? Joey Kramer from Aerosmith, the drummer.
That's crazy.
You know? So now we can tell about it. You know, back
they've
then you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to like share the experience.
Imagine going to rehab for weed.
Yeah,
so,
right?
I know
it's
now.
It's so crazy.
But
yeah,
it was,
no,
I mean, they
now.
Told me, it's not the weed, it's your bipolar that's making you crazy.
Right.
You know, so, but at any rate, so, yeah, so he was there. I didn't know him at the time. I knew Aerosmith, but I didn't know really the band, right? And, man, he's had stories. I mean, the shit is that he's had a lot of problems with him, you know? And I don't know what's going on, but he's still the original drummer. And it's kind of sucks.
Yeah.
When the band plays without you, you know? That was kind of an issue for him before when we were there, too, you know? He's like, because he's had addiction problems. They all had addiction
problems. Oh, they all have, yeah.
Right.
Every one of them has been in rehab at least once.
Right. When did you guys start the band? When did it start?
2005. towards the end of 2015.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. So did you come later, or did you were you there from the start?
Originally, Dustin called me and asked if I wanted to come over and play the drums.
Oh, because
they were just going to jam.
Yeah, are you a drummer too?
Yeah, I mean, not like him, but yeah.
Okay.
And so I did, and we just were jamming, having some fun, and I was, you know, just messing around, and one thing just led to another, and then they were talking about doing some soundtracks or something for a movie they were working with, and the other drummer came back before we had met Joey.
Right.
And so I just, you know, humbled out, because he was gone for 2 weeks, and that's why they asked me to come over, just kind of sit in and just keep playing.
Right.
And he says, hey, before you go, can you read these lyrics as we're playing? And I said, you know, I said, fuck you, I can sing. So what's wrong with you, man? And I all started laughing. I had no idea I could sing. I had never tried to in my life.
Really?
And so I just started singing it the way I thought it should be. And next thing you know, everybody kind of stopped and we looked at each other. Everybody started laughing and the rest is history.
Wow. Oh, very nice. Yeah.
That's a cool story.
So you joined later, Joey?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really remember exactly how long it was after he started singing.
It was about 2 months.
Yeah.
Because you had just left the Trash Cowboys.
Right.
And it was like literally the same day he quit that band, we were looking for a drummer.
Yeah. And I actually put it on Facebook that, you know, I was leaving, and Dusty called me, and literally within a half an hour, I was in another band, in this one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was great. And then, you know, it's like we wrote all the songs pretty much. I mean, you know, tightened up a couple of ones that they were already working on, and we got some different players, and it was really awesome. And
that's cool.
When it's right, it's right.
Yeah, when you're good, you're good. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, and people notice that. You know,
it was fun.
Yeah,
it was good. It was humble beginnings. I mean, our practices literally some of them
9-10 hours.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah,
we're just having a blast, and
writing and playing.
Yeah,
really, really,
it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of feeling when you're just going for it and everyone's on the same page and everyone's just working.
It was mind-blowing to me, because we would sit in the studio and start working, and then I would look at the clock and I was like, are you kidding me? It's like 5-6 hours later and I didn't even know it was that long. It just, we were just so in tune with each other and working on these songs.
It was definitely special.
Yeah, we recorded the first album, well, the first 5 songs of the very first album that we did. With the songs that we first wrote, and I mean, those songs are still, we play half of those songs now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. People love that stuff. It's like,
wow. Yeah. So you're pretty known, at least in the area, right?
Oh yeah.
We've actually expanded way faster and bigger than I had thought we would on the East Coast, the Midwest. I mean, we're definitely across the country now.
Wow. And do you guys go to perform there too?
We are now. They're finalizing our first East Coast Midwest tour.
Starts in April.
So it should start in April.
You said you're going to Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And you're from Jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
Jersey represent.
We have a gig, I think.
That's right. Stanhope, New Jersey.
On April 20th, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to start the whole
thing. Nice little 420.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
20 to 29 locations around the country.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
So you're from Jersey, right?
Yeah, I was raised in New Jersey. I was born in California, but I was raised in New Jersey my whole life.
Oh, I
moved out there when I was like 5. Stayed there till I was 19, moved out, then moved back, and then moved out again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by all rights, I've lived longer in Jersey as a kid than I did as an
infant. But you're definitely a mix of both coasts.
Now I am. Right. Yeah, I mean, when my family from New Jersey visits, everything changes in my pronunciation.
Really?
My
accent just goes, you know, hey, forget about it, through the roof. What are you talking? Hey, it comes out.
You're
like,
more up north.
It comes out like crazy.
Yeah.
And, that's funny.
And as soon as my uncle leaves, it's back to normal.
Yeah. I totally pick up my Philly accent when I go back home sometimes.
See?
Like, I'm like, yeah, you guys want to go to my mother's house?
Same thing in New England.
Eat some water ice.
Yeah. Right.
With my boy Mike.
You know, it's funny. I didn't realize that he was born here and then raised there, because it was the same thing for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was born in Northern California when I was 2. I moved to New Hampshire and was raised pretty much on the East Coast over there.
Uh-huh. Amazing.
Yeah, and then came back out here.
Oh, wow.
It's so good out here.
So you guys got a taste of both, and you picked California.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I had the hotter girls and, you know, the better weather.
The weather,
You know, so, I mean, the palm trees.
Right.
And then once you're done with all of that, you kind of realize, okay, that shit might not have been worth it. So,
right.
I mean, but, you know, I had a good time growing. You know, my younger years out here was definitely a good time, and I don't regret any of it. So.
Yeah. No, it's cool living here. There's no doubt about it. So let's give a shout out to the other band members who couldn't be here. So you mentioned Dusty Lang, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who else is in the band?
Ed Friero, our lead guitar player.
Okay. Who else?
Mia Dunn.
Okay.
She's our backup. She's the back vocalist. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. And then Matt Geinitz, who's our bass player.
We just call him Matt G.
Matt G.
Yeah, Matt G.
Yeah, and then Matt Beal. We've got two Matts.
And then Matt Beal.
We've got two Matts.
And then Joey Durant, who might be here physically, but mentally he's definitely not.
Sometimes.
Here, so.
Sometimes he joins the band.
I totally
only when I'm sitting
that.
Next to him.
he's memorized by my beauty. You know?
Cool.
Mesmerized.
You better drink some more of that.
Now, I'm looking here. And so, how would you categorize your music? It's rock, classic rock, hard rock.
To me, we're rock and southern rock. And we kind of got this cauldron that we use to mix it all together. But you can definitely hear southern rock in our music. You can definitely hear some good old-fashioned rock and roll. So at least for me, I don't know what Joey thinks, but that's what it is to me. Yeah.
What were your influences growing up?
Oh, man, I mean, I've got a lot of different influences, everything from Led Zeppelin to like Dream Theater even. You know,
sure.
But it's always different drummers for me, you know, and that's a different thing as far as the music, you know what I mean? But like my description of our band is like a cross between the Allman Brothers meets Guns N' Roses, Skynyrd, you know, that whole thing. And
Love Child.
But we have our own sound. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you can see or hear the influence a little bit, but there's nobody out there that sounds like Six Guns South. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't wait to hear some.
It's true.
Yeah, well, let's play. So, since we're talking about it and stuff. So, what do you mean? So, nobody sounds just like you. Okay, well, I'm curious to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two songs. We have Take Me Home and Mama Said.
These are both brand new singles.
Right.
And again, this goes to show that we kind of go all over the spectrum with our music. Mm-hmm. To me, these are more towards rock. And a rock ballad, and then a nice fast-paced rock and roll song. And then again, you know, a couple of our other songs that we've worked on are completely, you think you're listening to something that Skynyrd wrote or something. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Really? Yeah, well, I'd like to see that too. So let's find... Okay, well, let's play a couple of the new ones, and then maybe we'll go to the previous ones because I want to see the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to play Take Me Home?
Yeah, let's go for
it. All right, let's see. Six Gun Sal. This is cool. So you guys have a video for this song too, right?
No.
No?
No, we just...
Why are they saying that you do?
No. This particular one that you're listening to is a brand new single.
Okay.
The song that we just finished our music video for is called "The Life."
Oh, okay.
And that is an epic music video. All the bells and whistles. You know, the one-ton grip truck was out there. I mean,
really,
30 or 40 members of a film crew. I mean, it was the
state
real
of the art. It's pretty awesome.
So it's an awesome. Yeah. Awesome
I love
music
it. It sounds
video.
Great.
Yeah, with 30, 40 bikers. I mean, it's a
really, it was awesome.
Really,
yeah, really cool. It was fun. Yeah.
Where can we see that? Is
so
that on YouTube?
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
February 16th, and you guys are invited.
Amazing.
We're going to be at Bordner's in Los Angeles.
Bordner's.
Okay. And we're doing the music video premiere. It's a red carpet event, so there's actually going to be celebrities there walking it. Our PR company is handling it.
Amazing.
Hosted by Vernon Wells.
The actor Vernon Wells is hosting it. And so it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. The red carpet's from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Wow,
and then we're going to be showing the music video. We're going to be playing a live set. A mini set of five songs.
Awesome.
And we're also going to be playing this new CD, Take Me Home. And a few people out there will be lucky enough to get some personalized copies of Mama Said and Take Me Home that night.
Sounds good. And we're also
giving away an electric guitar signed by all the band members.
You said February 16th?
Yep.
February 16th, right? Yeah.
Bordner's in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I've never been to Bordner's.
What is it there?
It is a really rocking, beautiful club, and it's one of the oldest clubs in Los Angeles.
It's like half, it's like half outdoors, half indoors.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
It's a beautiful spot. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I played there before. The sound system's amazing. It's really, really cool.
Wow. Yeah. I never even heard of it.
Well, thanks for the invite. I'll be there.
Awesome.
Yeah, sure. Totally.
So you guys are going to play some music there too, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
Yep.
And so are you starting your tour now? When is your tour starting?
April.
Oh, in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to be doing some shows probably sometime the beginning of April to get out to New Jersey.
And
then from there we're going
to
be playing.
We'll probably do a few warm-up shows.
Yeah, are you hitting Philly at all?
Yes.
Nice.
From what I understand.
Where are you playing in Philly?
I'm not sure.
That I don't know.
Yeah. I know since I moved out of Philly area like 6 years ago, and since then they've closed down like the Trocadero, many...
Wow.
Hot locations.
Did you ever go to Tradewinds?
No.
In Seabright, New Jersey?
No.
Oh, you missed out then.
Yeah.
It's no longer there, but it was an amazing club.
Yeah, they closed down a lot of venues. I used to see a lot of bands play when I was like in high school, in my early 20s, and they started shutting venues down and things like that. It sucks, but...
It does.
Yeah.
So you guys have a CD coming out, right?
Yeah, Mama Said is already available for purchase on digital platforms.
Okay.
It's doing really well. We've had over 600,000 spins and downloads already.
Wow.
Take Me Home, I believe, is February 6th. It's going to be released nationally.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty cool. I mean, we're having a good time with it.
Yeah.
That's very nice. So, Mama Said, is that like a... So that's from the same CD as Take Me Home.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be... It'll be all in the same, the new album that's coming out, but as a single, Mama Said is a single release,
I see, okay. So let's play that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the same style?
Well, this one's a ballad. I wrote this one... it's kind of what my mom, the shit she went through. I love my dad to death. He was a great dude, and like so many other situations of family, shit happens, and when the time we needed him most as younger kids, he was, going through his shit, and my mom kind of pulled all the weight at that time, and had a piece of shit car, and worked two jobs, went to school.
She's an amazing woman.
Sounds
like it.
I kind of figure why not write a cool song about that.
So you wrote the lyrics. Who wrote the melody to the song?
The rest of the boys. I mean, Dustin did the worked on the riffs, and an old band member who used to be with us helped out with it. Of course, Joey always writes his own parts and stuff. So it was a combined effort, but I think it produced something really pretty. So.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, let's hear it. Mama Said.
Let's do it.
Six Gun Sal. Yeah. I love this song, man. It's really cool, you
Thank
know?
You. Thank
really
you.
Cool.
Yeah, it's definitely doing well.
Yeah?
I haven't seen any money yet.
Yeah.
But it's doing well.
That's okay.
It'll come.
None of us have seen
any
money.
Right. So yeah, so how does it work for musicians? I mean, it's hard to make money today, right? What do you do? Like based on, I mean,
I'm
like
a prostitute.
Performance, yeah. I know.
That's it's why he's broke.
Right.
It's, like, it's like a free fucking economy. Everybody works for free. You know.
Well, tell me about it.
What the hell is?
You know,
that,
it's you know? It's based. A lot of stuff now is based off of digital. So,
right.
You know. If you get so many spins on Spotify or Pandora, you know, you get so much money per
like
spin.
A couple of pennies and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So, yeah. I mean, they're trying to restructure it now. They've recently passed some new laws and stuff in the White House to help music artists to make sure they're not getting screwed. But, you know, that stuff usually takes a little bit of time to take into effect, but it's a good start.
Right.
So, you know, the spins, you get paid off the spins. Obviously, you get paid off the digital purchases. So when people buy your music online, you know, it's usually 99 cents a song or something like that. But then,
right.
You know, take the certain percentage that Apple or iTunes charges, take the percentage that your management charges, take the percentages that the production charges,
feed
and then
everyone else
whatever's
first.
Left for the 63 band members we have in this band,
yeah.
You know. that 99 cents became, you know, like 55 cents
right.
or 50 cents. And then that split up seven ways. So you know how that goes.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So,
but how about from live performances?
Live.
Now, live is where you make
That's
the
where
money.
It comes in,
so,
right?
You know, you can sell your merchandise, which we do well with the merchandise. We usually sell out everything that we have.
Nice.
So, you know, but it's a process. I mean, you know, once we keep playing and more people get to know us, you know, you start to grow a little bit, and the money will come.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
you'll get a steady income, but once you go out and you tour, and if people like you, then you'll be playing all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty steady income. It's good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's,
exactly.
And it's a fun thing to do, so it's not like we're out there 9-to-5-ing in a cubicle. So.
Right.
Anything's
exactly. You get to do what you love to do. You
exactly.
Know? That's the thing, you know.
You just have to have patience. That's the biggest key in this business.
Yeah.
You have to have patience because... You know, you are not going to be a rock star overnight. 5 years now, look at us. I mean, so we're finally getting to the point where people know us and we're doing a lot better. But this is a patience game. So if you have the patience to do this and you want to be the real deal, you'll get where you want to go.
Really? Yeah. It just takes time.
It's baby steps at first, yeah.
Wow. People want that instant gratification, you know.
That's the mentality of this new generation.
Totally.
You know, I'm entitled to the CEO's money, and I've only worked here 6 months, and it's like,
right.
No.
Right.
I mean, I have friends who are actors who have said to me, you know, they're like maybe 22 or 23. They're like, by the time I'm 25, if I haven't made it, I'm quitting. I'm like, well,
you should just quit because Brad Pitt didn't become a major star until he's in his 30s.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and some
Sam
of these,
Jackson in his 40s.
Yeah,
I said that 20 years ago.
Yeah, totally. The
40s is definitely the mark for actors. I mean, that's when people become huge superstars. So
definitely.
It's a process.
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad told me a long time ago, just make sure that you have something to fall back on.
Just before
no
he told
what.
You to get out or after?
Right.
During.
Or during.
Yeah,
the
my mom says that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have to fall back on? Do you have anything? Or?
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah. I work out a lot just for those reasons.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can catch
Jeremy.
Them.
Well, they write something about you donating a guitar and merch package. What was that about?
Yeah, a while back, I got a phone call from somebody from one of our fans, actually, and sent me a message and said, hey, listen, I know this little girl who is a ward of the state, you know, and she went through some really tough times. Her mom died, you know, and her only therapy, because she basically kind of has PTSD from everything she's been through, and her only therapy was her guitar that she went and did guitar lessons. Somebody stole her guitar. So I immediately told him, I said, hey, man, I got like, you know, 5 guitars. I go, let me give her one of mine.
Yeah.
And then her social worker called me and I spoke with them about it, and we set it up to surprise her at the music store she goes for her lessons.
Wow.
So she had no idea we were in. I just got a little chill.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
She had no idea we were coming. Yeah, and
that was great.
That was one of the coolest moments for me, was just seeing it. Her face was just lit up, and she couldn't believe it. You know?
It was like she was in shock. It was really cool.
Yeah. And so that was awesome. Nice. That was probably one of the coolest things I got to do.
Yeah.
You know, and to give somebody. And that was actually the first guitar I ever bought for myself.
Really? So, wow. So that was a big sacrifice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Not, you know what? When I see it stuff like that, that's not a sacrifice. I mean, for me to give somebody something like that that's actually going to use it and love it, I'll do it 100 times, you know? Yeah. And, you know, we all signed it for her, and then I gave her a crap ton of merchandise. And so, yeah, it worked out cool.
Nice.
Oh, I love that. Have you been in touch?
Just through her social worker.
Okay.
But, you know, it's
awesome.
It's pretty cool. She's a happy kid, and she's doing her thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. That'd be cool to see where she goes with that.
Yeah, you never know. She could be the next big thing one day.
Right?
Yeah, you never know. And then she'll mention you.
Maybe she'll be your eighth guitar member.
18th?
Your 18th member, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if I get my way, I get one more backup singer, so we might have 8 down the road.
Okay.
I definitely want the 2 backup singers. Mia's,
she's unbelievable.
She's worth 3 of them. I mean, her voice is incredible.
Yeah.
But it's still, to me, I just think it's
harmonies,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
You need more.
It just sounds good when you have more.
Yeah. That's true. Do you do any of the background vocals when you guys record?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
Our
bass player does some every now and then. Hell, our Patrick, who over at Pawn Shop Recording Studios, where we like to go to do a lot of our stuff, he actually jumps in there and does vocals with us and stuff. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, very nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You guys perform around town and stuff. Where can people see you?
We've played everywhere in Southern California. Yeah. I mean, Vegas, Washington. So we've definitely played everywhere. But right now, the soonest people can see us is February 16th. It's President's Day weekend, so there's no excuse about Monday being a work day, because you know, most of us have Monday off. And we're going to be doing a set of 5 of our songs at the Bordner's in Los Angeles. We're doing a music red carpet music video release party for our newest music video called The Life. Right. And it's an amazing music video again. So that is the next thing coming up that people can actually go to. This is a free show, so there's nothing to pay. I mean, there's food and drink there, so you can, you know, purchase your own food and drink. Yeah. If you save your receipts and you give them to us that night, we give you a raffle ticket.
That's fine.
If you can prove you bought something to eat and drink,
uh-huh.
We'll take your receipt from you. We'll give you a raffle ticket, and then you get a chance to win that electric signed guitar.
Amazing. So,
we already got like 175 people that are definitely coming that have already RSVP'd it.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a successful evening for the band. Yeah,
sounds awesome. You know, I mean, why would you go? You know,
can you just show up, or do you need to, like, reserve a spot?
Well, our PR person people that are celebrities or, you know, obviously in the entertainment world, I would rather you guys RSVP with Yvette. I can give you that information.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And then that way you can let them know you're going. And
get on the red carpet, too.
You know, you get on the red carpet. But
love it.
Well, it's important, though, because, I mean, let's face it. You guys do a service for Los Angeles, and you guys have a great show.
Yeah, and LA would be great to do a red carpet.
And honestly, if you guys wanted to interview on that night, you can talk to everybody walking through and make a cool thing out of it.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Sam's like, we'll talk about it later. I don't want to work if I'm not at work.
You definitely don't have to work that night. You can just show up, or you can do whatever you want.
And Getty Images, and there's going to be a whole outlet of media that's going to be there for the red carpet.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty neat for us. And, you know, I'll probably be there with one of my flamboyant fur coats on or something.
My favorite. You know. Yeah, I have quite a fur collection myself. Faux fur, though.
No, mine's actually real. And I bought it at a special event. It was a fundraiser in Beverly Hills. Before I got into this world, I was in law enforcement stuff. And then I was heavily involved in the bodyguard world. And I was doing a special function at a big fundraiser in Beverly Hills at the across from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Mm.
And they had a whole rack of these fur coats that they were selling. These things had, you know, $2,000-$3,000 price tags.
Wow.
And the last day of the event, everything's 90% off because they had, you know, there's usually nothing left.
Yeah.
Well, there was like 5 of these fur coats left at like 90% off. So of course I went and bought like 3 of
pass
them.
Up, yeah, of course.
You know, why not? I mean, so.
Yeah.
But this was before, you know, you got murdered for wearing a rabbit skin or something.
Yeah. I know, times have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like you. I like your posts on Facebook and stuff. I mean, you tell it like it is. You
know? I try to, man. I try to be as honest as possible.
Yeah, I like that. And I can relate to a lot of the things you write. And, you know, you have some criticism for the younger generation and everything like I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and things like that. And a lot of people that are whiners, he doesn't have patience for whiners, right?
Yeah. I don't have patience for none of that shit. Yeah. You know, I don't have patience for most of our politicians on both sides of the fence. Right. So, you know, I just tell the truth. If my views offend you, I apologize in advance. And if they offend you that much, well, there's the unfollow button.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, I think people that lie to people just to stay in the loop or the circle are frauds.
Right. They're lying to themselves. You know? I mean, yeah. I totally agree with that, you know. I wanted to go to at least one song from before this current album. What song? I'm on YouTube. Which one should we check out?
I don't think The Creek is out there, and that's the one I'm talking about.
Waste of Time.
Wasted Time is a good one.
Yeah, Dirty Brown. I don't know.
Wasted Time is probably the first thing we did that
really
had a little bit of twang to it.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
So let's check it out. Yeah. Okay, hold on. This is a commercial.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Okay,
when did we record that?
God, a long time ago. But this is one of the most popular songs we've ever had.
Yeah. Really?
This one, this was the first song to go number one in Australia right here.
Yeah, you guys have a nice range of music, you know? It's really cool.
Yeah, I love this song. It's when my voice was a brand new baby vagina.
And you say you do music for film, too. You're open to that?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
That's awesome.
Totally, yeah. totally open to that.
Yeah. I'm always working on something, and we usually need composers, so. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, we got a ton of music you can listen to, and if not, we can make something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's originally what we started out to do.
Love it.
And it turned into a van.
You're in a good place for that.
So nice.
It is. It's really clean and crisp, you know?
I loved recording this.
Yeah?
So fun. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Well, we got a lot of different places across the country with us right now.
Very cool.
We got Kansas. We got Jersey. We got Cali. We got Texas.
Boston.
Boston.
I just love rock music, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
I mean, you guys definitely still have a taste of the 70s. And,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. We're trying to bring it back, you know? I mean, there's definitely a void, and, you know, you listen to this new music. I mean, hey, I've got nothing against hip-hop or any of that stuff. Power to everybody that wants to make music, but you know, when you're sitting in a room and your beats are all electronic and you're singing the same verse over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
with it's all auto-tune.
It's all auto-tune. I mean, you know, one thing I can say with 100% confidence, and no one can defunct me on it, is I've never used auto-tune for anything. And whether we're playing live or in studio, what you hear on there is exactly how I sing it live. And I think that that's very important, you know. You got to go back to, you know, look at Freddie Mercury, look at, you know, George Michaels, all those guys. Their voices were spectacular.
Right.
And they weren't using auto-tune.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know? So, I mean.
Exactly.
There's something so authentic about rock.
Yeah. It really is.
Know? Those guys are so natural. I mean, those guys smoked cigarettes and they sang.
And drank like a fish.
And I look at Freddie Mercury and I'm like, the greatest singer probably who's ever lived.
No.
Other than
George Michaels, Wham.
But both of those
George
guys,
Michael's
both
fan,
of them yeah. smoked me too. A lot
I love
of cigarettes.
George Michael. Yeah, yeah.
So it's many.
Like, oh my God, how could you do that?
Because right. they were the real deal. Yeah, they were the real deal, and right. You know, they were supposed to be singers, man. I mean, they're just
yeah.
I mean, so many singers are heavy smoke. I mean, Judy Garland was. Yeah. She smoked so much, you know.
Right. No, but I mean, many of the rockers, everybody I can think of was a smoker at one point or another, yeah. you know. And it's amazing they were able to keep their voices, you know. And I guess you have to keep exercising it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's a natural ability. That's a natural gift. I mean, this guy here is like the most natural singer I've ever. Like,
yeah, it's pretty powerful. Yeah.
Thanks.
It's very cool, you know.
Right on, thanks.
Yeah. So, Six Gun Sal, do you guys have like somewhere where people can find out where you're going to be performing? I mean,
yeah.
you already know.
I mean,
for this tour.
Well, no, we're not going to release the dates until we have signed contracts.
I see.
So you know, we've had that happen before, where in the past we hey we're going to all these places. Next thing you know, something falls out with the promoter or whatever, and you know, so we're not going to do that to our fans. We'll release right. the dates once we have the hard contracts. And that way, it's a guaranteed thing. As far as finding us, we created a brand new Instagram page for the band. I'm on Instagram as official_Shannon_Michaels. And the band has a Facebook page, Six Gun Sal. We have fan club pages. So really, there's 1,000 places to find us. You know, sixgunsal.org. I think that's our website. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can get there. That's usually, that's more of a band merchandise page, though. So if you want to get merchandise and stuff like that, the sixgunsal.org is a great spot to go to. Right.
You can Google Six Gun Sal and everything comes up.
Everything comes up, and it's like
nonstop, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, right. we usually post anything and everything. The majority of our information to the public is through Facebook. So if we got something coming up, we definitely post it on Facebook. So
yeah, the whole tour will be probably in the next couple of weeks. We'll have all the dates and everything, or at least half the tour ready,
or at least the first part. Post.
Yeah,
oh, at least that's cool. So it's pretty close.
Yeah, because I know that they've been talking about sending us to Europe too. So hopefully, you know.
And there's a possibility we might get Sturgis,
yeah.
which is a big deal for me because you know that's the biggest biker convention out yeah. there. And you know, listen to our music. A lot of our fans are bikers, you know, or motorcycle enthusiasts.
Right, because you guys are? Or
oh, yeah.
yeah half yeah. of us, I mean,
really?
We all ride.
Yeah, so, we all yeah. ride.
It's good on the road music, mm-hmm. you know, oh, big totally. Open yeah. road, blasting rock.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So like when you see the new music video and you'll literally see 40 bikers in a pack.
Really?
That I'm leading. And I'm also the guy that gets beat up. So in the video, you know, hey, you know, I'm a humble guy because they were like, so do you want to be the super fight winner guy? I was like, no, let me be the guy that gets his ass knocked out or something.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'll get chased by the police.
Yeah, I'll get a couple good shots in there. You know, oh, yeah, that's the best part because yeah. I got to play the part of what would be a criminal. Because I've always been on the side of, you know, the law. I've always been a law dog. Yeah. And so this time I got to play a criminal and actually flip off the cop, you know. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And
it's like full circle.
Full circle. Yeah. But my brothers in blue know that I still got their backs no matter what. So
yeah.
Remember, it's acting, guys. Don't get all mad.
So you were a police officer at one point?
I worked in law enforcement, yeah. And in California.
In California?
Yeah, I was peace officer and out in Pico Rivera at a place called Bicentennial Park. And then I went through Long Beach Police Academy and then I went back east and got on the job over there with my dad for a short stint and then came back to California.
Oh, wow.
Now he's a rock star.
You said being a cop in Jersey cool. was way different than California.
Well, law enforcement in Jersey is... is different, you know, just...
Put it this way.
As far as, you know, law enforcement goes, it would be awesome in places like Jersey because of it's old school.
Right.
You yeah. know, and they do things a lot differently. You know, I don't agree with running up to a felony vehicle stop with 15 guys and their guns drawn yelling at the driver.
I don't know the difference. Yeah. I've been arrested on both coasts, so I have no idea.
But California,
the handcuffs felt the same.
Yeah, Jersey is such a police state. Like, there's patrol all along the highway, yeah. and I never...
Well, like, the Jersey State Troopers will just ride your ass, like, 6 inches from your bumper at 80 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you move, they take off. So... as far as law enforcement training goes, New Jersey State Troopers are probably the most elite out of New Jersey. But California's leaps and bounds ahead of them with their training. And, you know, we got the best cops in the world out here.
Really?
And, oh, yeah, absolutely. The best trained police officers.
So
in
they
the
get a bad rap for no reason or why?
Look, cops get a bad rap for everything. Right. I mean, look, the simple thing is they have a job to do. And nobody, especially, you know, this past 10, 12 years has just created monsters around the country with, again, entitlement, and I'm a you know, you're not above the law.
Police, and
you know, and these guys have families at home. They have a job to do. I mean, in some look, there's bad and good in every profession.
Right.
So you know, some cops are scumbags, and they should get the full brunt of the law against them if they break it, because that is the ultimate violation to me. Is if you betray the badge you're wearing. But I, you know, 98% of cops are good. You know, they go out there every day with good intentions. You know, they die in motor vehicle accidents trying to pull people out of burning cars. You know, they run into burning buildings. They do CPR on the side of the road. You know, they don't want to shoot people. Trust me. It's the worst thing in the world that you can go through as an individual is to take someone else's life.
Right.
There's nothing glorious about it. It's a terrible thing. And these guys get PTSD from it afterwards. I mean, some of these people shoot themselves at 40, 50 years old because of the things that they saw in law enforcement. I mean, when you walk into a room and see a baby, you know, bleeding out of its orifices, it shouldn't be bleeding out of, and it's dead, and you know what happened to it. It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
And it stays with you. Huh?
And knowing that, you know, you can't give the instant justice to the scumbag that you want to because you have laws you have to follow. So, you know, like I said, it's a very tough job, and I have nothing but admiration and respect for cops around the country. So.
Very cool.
I mean, you watch shows like Live PD where it's like constant action and so many crazy situations.
Show.
Yeah, it's great. But people aren't actually thinking about if they themselves as just a regular civilian had to be in that position to chase that person or do this or do that, like what that would actually be like.
You know, it's heart pounding, you know. I mean, you know, like I said, you're doing things that, you know, at the moment you really don't think about it. Afterwards though, you know, there was definitely a couple times, you know, guys that I worked with when we're working LA County projects, and a couple of the guys I always talk to that I'm still in touch with, you know, Usri and Moffitt, they were basically my FTOs. They taught me everything I knew back then, and they were great guys. But it's like you go through shit that you would never expect to go through, you know, bullets flying by your head, all those kind of things. And afterwards, you know, if you're not shaking sitting in a chair somewhere afterwards, like looking at your hand and it's kind of, then there's something wrong with you.
You're not human.
It's against our like human nature for survival, you know, going into these situations. It's not your instinct, you know.
I was just informed about our website at sixgunsal.net.
Yeah, there you go.
Just
dot
so
net.
Everybody knows. Yeah. Just in case you were looking for the org.
You know, you think I know that shit since I'm the one that put it together. Dot net, everybody.
Yeah.
Definitely .net.
Joey, what about you? Have you done any work before?
No,
just rock. Always rock.
You know, I've been playing music my whole life. I came out here to play music from Boston. I actually was signed to MCA when I was 19 in Boston.
Wow.
And they came out here to audition with Alice Cooper, and I never left.
Really?
Yeah, and and I didn't. The funny thing is with the audition with Alice Cooper is I got the audition, and when I got interviewed by their manager and Alice Cooper on a three-way, they thought I was a keyboard player.
Really?
They had already hired a drummer like the week before I got out here, and I was so pissed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you look like more irritated. Of a keyboard player. You have keyboard player written all over you.
Yeah, but you know, hey, man, I got into a band like within the first month I was in. That band ended up being a Sunset Strip iconic band for a while, and it was pretty cool. And I think that, you know, from that led me to this, you know, and so I'm still here.
Really cool.
We love it.
Joey Durant and Shannon Michael, of course. Sounds like a porn star. Or
it's awesome,
right?
Isn't it?
The only thing I'm
missing is the big bushy mustache, you know, and I can be like Shannon Michaels, baby. What's up?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Get a stick on the
band. Those yellow tight shorts that come up to about here.
I would totally wear a Freddie Mercury outfit on stage. You know me.
Why not?
Shit, I'll jump out. Well, I can't say that. I don't think I should say that in there.
The band is Six Gun Sal. Check them out. Google them, you'll find everything you want to know about them. The songs are probably the new ones are going to be on Spotify and Apple and everything.
Mama Said's out there now on all the digital platforms, and Take Me Home, I believe, is February 6th. And again, I just want to really emphasize the February 16th event. If you're interested, by all means, come on out and
come hang
show up. Come hang out with it. It's going to be from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. We're going to be doing giveaways. There'll be merchandise there if you want to get anything that's from the band. And a free show. I mean, what else is cooler?
Exactly. If you love rock, that's the place to be.
Amazing.
Yeah. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for coming
today. You're amazing,
and you're welcome back anytime. Much more success to you. I love your music. I'm sure a lot of people do. And keep on doing what you love, you know?
Right on.
It's amazing. Yeah. And keep posting all these great things on Facebook.
I'll try to, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right,
thanks,
everybody.
Guys.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.